As soon as you get the award, it helps with what you are trying to do. So, for example, for me, it will help me get my fundraising out there and try and help find a cure for cancer. And I think it's something that was needed to be put in because when you watch the news, there's quite a lot of bad things going on at the moment. And I think this award kind of gets rid of that and gives more positivity into what we see on the news.
Now, obviously, you weren't even born when Princess Diana was alive, but how much do you know about her? What have you heard about her, or maybe what have you seen on telly about her?
I know that she was a really down-to-earth person. I know that a lot of people have said to me that she was a very nice person to talk to, and she really did think a lot about young people and how they can change how we live and how we can make the world a better place.
So do you think it's really important then that this prize is really aimed at young people and kind of, as you say, it's carrying on her legacy in believing that young people can really make a difference?
Yeah, I think that this award definitely does help young people get where they want to be in the future, and especially try and help combat whatever cause they're trying to solve. And yeah.
Now, of course, you've got a very big day today. Tell us who you're going to be meeting.
I will be meeting Prince William and Prince Harry, and I'm actually really nervous because I've never met them before, but I do think very, very high of them. They're very, very, very nice people, and I can't wait to speak to them.
And presumably you get to meet all of the other award winners as well, do you?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it was the first day, and I met all of them, and they've all got very good stories, so I can't wait to hear more about them.
We've seen a lot of the princes on the TV recently, haven't we? What do you think they're going to be like?
I don't know, really. I just think that they're going to be very impressed by how... I mean, there's a lot of young people in this award, younger than me, so I think they'll be very impressed in how young people are doing a lot for their communities.
Now, does anyone back at school, Jonjo, know what you're doing today?
No, I haven't told them about it, and... I'm pretty sure as soon as this goes out, they will.
They certainly will. How on earth have you managed to keep it all secret?
I don't know, because I'm actually terrible at keeping secrets.
What do you think their reaction is going to be? They must be very proud of you, along with all your teachers and, of course, the rest of your family as well.
I think as soon as they find out, when I go into school on Monday morning next week, I think they'll say quite a lot to me. So I can't wait to tell them about my experience.